We are grateful to God Almighty because we are privileged to be part of the people fulfilling the scriptures for good that says that unto the Lord shall be the gathering of the people. Here in Bright Assembly, we fulfill scriptures, and on our Sunday worship service days, and on our Sunday worship, we actually fulfill this scripture too well. And we bless God for that. So watch with us. Keep on watching the Bright TV. Keep on watching in the Bright Assembly Church for more glorious, powerful, unbelievable services. Shalom to the Bride of Christ. The Lord has given out the message for the day through His servant as usual. But today's zone is very unique. So we want to know exactly the brain behind evidence of salvation part 3, and we thank God because that message has been resuscitating and reimbursing the Christian world today.
When we talk about evidence of salvation, that's what I, as a continuation of the series taking, we are continuing with the topic during our program, evidence of salvation. But without faith it is impossible to please God, and faith here is revelation. The revelation here, it says, it comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We expect people's eyes of understanding to be open, and we expect a reflection of the open eye. We expect it in the life that we live. And Christianity has been so misrepresented to make it look as if once you identify with a church and pay your tithes and your offerings, and you are a church worker, and you do all else that the pastor tells you to do, and then the pastor tells you because of that, your salvation is guaranteed. And so people struggle to occupy positions in the church. And many of them have no position in Christ.
This is evidence of salvation. But in my own notes, I wrote evidence of your salvation. Because it is an individual race. You can't run my race, I can't run your race. It is an individual.
What we believe in this church is not like every other church. We are different.
Very good to be in the presence of God because the word of God is new every day.
When Satan needs to get you, he does not cut with a stick and hit you on the head. Depending on what he wants to achieve. When Satan wanted to finish mankind, all he needed was this sickness he used. Did he try to kill Eve or Adam? No, he didn't. God will not allow him to kill them. And since I cannot kill, I will pervert them. I will enter among them, scatter this. How will I do it? Did you see Satan? He didn't see. So what did he use? He hid behind an animal. Till today everybody is saying serpent, 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 serpent. But we know it's not serpent. When he wants a church like this, every time you need prophecy, okay, minister, for somebody to prophesy to you that Satan is after you, he will surely come after us. And he will come in the area of where the fire is burning from. In this church, the fire is burning from two areas. From our prayer life and from the pulpit.
We are called unto adoption, to authority and power.
What our eyes are seeing, that we may not deviate. We have to be, you know, spiritual alert to keep on, you know, working on that, the grace of God that is, you know, about for all the children of God of this age, that we may not deviate, that we may not be carried away with what our eyes are seeing, for we not to, you know, in order to make mistakes.
It's a clear evidence that the message is purely a contrast owing to what we believe and what we preach.
America being bad, America being going wayward, is a sign of the end time.
But I just try to use what is happening in America.
America is a perfect type of a Christian.
Life of a Christian.
America was founded by believers.
the history of America was when that place, that continent was found. It was only Europe that was known. That was the world of that time. And that is still the Bible world till today. Until when persecution started in Europe, the Roman church started the persecution of the true believers. People who wanted freedom of worship. When they discovered what Christopher Columbus found out, that there is a virgin place there, very far from Europe, they decided to go there so that they can have freedom of worship.
America once was a Christian country and nation. But today America has depreciated. America has demoralized to what we don't understand.
That is why their motto is in God we trust. It's written in their Bible. And everywhere they had the Ten Commandments in all public places. And their constitution was derived from the Bible. And that is why there was no discrimination. Anywhere you come, if you believe the same thing we believe, let's come together and form a nation. Based on freedom and liberty, because that was what they cherished. That was what they lacked from where they were running from. Freedom. And they were the ones that sponsored the gospel and spread it around the whole world.
So we are not seeing America doing that. We are seeing Satan's agenda in America's legalizing gayism. So bride of Christ, wherever you are, look up, for your salvation and your redemption is nearer.
To let us look exactly to that, that's the same pattern the enemy is doing with the church general and also with the Christian. And what the level that a backsliding Christian can go to.
That same country. Now, oh glory be to God. You know the estate that they are in now. The agenda of Satan, I am talking about America, is the same thing he does on every believer. But that's why he said, he who thinks he stands, take it lest he. The same thing. When you are backsliding, it starts small. I say, there is no believer filled with the Holy Ghost that is on fire. Everybody knows you to be a believer on fire. That the day that you finally backslid, you go into fornication. Nobody goes falls straight to that level from that height.
Satan is after us, and when Apostle Paul says we are not unaware of the device of Satan, he said, lest he should take advantage of us.
You that used to rebuke your heart. Because fornication is from the heart. You look upon a woman and lust after her. In your heart, you have committed adultery already. Now, before you know what, you are comfortable now when you see a naked woman. And before you know what, click, 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 internet. Yeah, wait, see this naked woman. Devil. You then look at more devil.
It becomes clearer when Jesus say, watch and pray. I say, a watchman myself, is a shepherd of God's sheep, is to, you know, awaken us to that reality.
Until the fire quench, wow! Gradually, he never comes, wow! Watch up!
I only tell the viewers to pull up. Every person who walks up. There is a verse of the Bible that says that he who takes that is hard, take it, let you fall. This is the period for that
I have been waiting to hear the comment of the Pope. I'm still waiting. His comment will seal the matter. If I will tell you this, it is his handwork. If I will tell you boldly, that is where the thing is coming from.
And I see a Christian state, what it has reduced to. And then believe that we also see that as a sign of the end, the handwriting on the wall, that the end of this world kingdoms has come.
See the handwriting now on the wall. Then you'll understand why William Branham saw that vision about America. God himself will ensure it happens. And apart from this Europe, there are only two other places that you find in the Bible, mentioned in the Bible. America is Revelation chapter 13. The first lamb there, lamb beast there, is America. And America started with 13 colonies. Her flag, 13 stars. She's found in chapter 13 of the Bible, of the book of Revelation. And how is an instrument that Satan will use. Build that image to that beast. I am saying this not against America. I am not an American. I am a Christian. And there are children of God also in America. And I know that before fire will come in America, all his children will live there. That is why I know rapture will soon strike.
The message was timely. It is geared towards calling our attention, the attention of Christians worldwide, that the handwriting on the wall is very, very bold. We should take our time, retrace our steps, come back to God, because anytime from now, anything can happen.
Supreme Court passed a judgment that it should be removed. Anything. Ten Commandments, where they hang them, it is an offense to hang it. Here we are. Some states agree that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman known as same-sex marriage. And they must be recognized as husband and wife.
We have passed a make mention of what happened in the United States of America and how they were celebrating the passing of gay marriage into law when Sodom and Gomorrah we are destroyed because of this kind of abomination, and today people are saying that is to tell us that the world is coming to an end.
Here they are, and the whole of America was rejoicing.
But to the whole world, it's a normal thing, an exercise of rights, freedom. But I think that is freedom to hell.
So you take your eternal destination very serious. Because any moment from now, what will happen, will happen. And he that letteth will be let out of the way. And the Antichrist will set in.
And now, signboard is there, Church of Satan. It started from there. And now one man stood up again, and with millions of followers all around the world, that he is the Antichrist, and all their members should put 666.
Anyone who doesn't believe in me is miserable.
I was listening to the man as he was talking, as he was saying something. He said it's a misrepresentation. He said that word Antichrist means another Christ.
And Jesus Christ, man, the second coming of Christ. I am.
That is, that Christ has come, and that he is the very one now. And the identification of their followers will be a mark of 666. That he is the real Antichrist. We should forget the one they interpret Antichrist something evil.
From the scripture, we found out that in Revelation 2, where God listed the seven churches, we know that this is the last church age, called Laodicean church age. And every Christian that is watching this broadcast will agree with me on virtually all the things that God said will happen, will take place before the second coming. They've virtually manifested.
This channel is God's own way of finding alternatives to all the nonsense going on in so-called Christian places.
Holy Pentecostal, they didn't know it's an agenda of Satan. And before you know what, when they succeeded in that, it became a doctrine. If you enter their church with your hair covered, you are on. Dress that you cannot wear to a governor for an interview when you are looking for work. People are wearing it to come before the great eternal spirit. Before whom? Every knee bow.
What we believe in this church is not like every other church. We are different. We have expectations, and all those expectations, as God has lined them up, it is coming to pass.
And it is in Pentecostal churches that people fall under anointing, and the women, they fall under anointing pass. So if we can get the women to dress scantily and fall under anointing, then you imagine what is being used to desecrate the holy temple. Naked people walking about in the church, calling the Church of Jesus Christ the Church of Satan, certainly.
Though
those days, pastor's wife was known and seen as very committed, disciplined people. But today, pastor's wife go to church naked, and the members are following it. They tell you that church is in the house. God is a good God. You want to tell me that God is a good God, and is no longer a God of righteousness, is no longer a God of righteousness. So, all these things is pointing hand to the end times. So, everybody should wake up wherever you are.
For those who want truth, a lot of people who have been fed up with what is happening with Christianity, God has given them answer their heart desire. For he who seeks finds. If you're looking for truth, in this channel you will hear the truth. And we advise you who are looking for truth, keep watching. And feel free, call us. Our numbers are on the screen. Ask your questions. All our services are broadcast live and they are interactive. We allow you to ask your questions and we answer you. Feel free. This is a move of God. It's a revival, and don't be left out.